Drowning and Submersion Injury by All-Star Medics. This lesson will explain the definition of drowning and submersion injury, covering risk factors and explain clinical features in assessment following the ABCDE approach. We will also discuss resuscitation and supportive care for children who have submersion injuries. Drowning is respiratory impairment due to submersion or immersion in liquid, causing hypoxia. Outcomes range from non-fatal with full recovery to fatal. Severity depends on duration of submersion, water temperature, promptness of rescue, and pre-existing medical conditions. Hypoxia is the main cause of injury, potentially affecting the lungs and brain. Complications include pulmonary edema, ARDS, hypothermia, arrhythmias, and neurological injury. Children may present with cyanosis, pallor, lethargy, vomiting, tachypnea, dyspnea, cough, crackles, frothy sputum, tachycardia, hypotension, bradycardia, altered consciousness, seizures, or hypothermia. Trauma from the drowning incident may also be present. In drowning cases, follow the ABCDE approach. Ensure patency, suction secretions, and protect cervical spine if trauma is suspected. Assess respiratory rate, effort, and oxygen saturation. Administer high-flow oxygen and provide ventilatory support if apneic. Check pulse, heart rate, blood pressure, and capillary refill, and start IV isotonic fluids for hypotension. Avoid hypotonic or glucose-containing fluids initially. Assess neurological status using the Glasgow scale of coma. Watch for seizures. Remove wet clothing. Rewarm hypothermic patients gradually. Monitor core temperature and manage injuries. Follow standard pediatric CPR guidelines. Oxygenate and ventilate adequately. Gradual rewarming is important for hypothermia. Continuous ECG monitoring is required to detect arrhythmias, and isotonic fluid should be administered to correct hypovolemia. Pulmonary support may require CPAP or intubation for severe respiratory compromise. Monitor for delayed neurological deterioration and observe all children for at least 6 to 8 hours post-rescue, even if initially asymptomatic. Monitor oxygenation with pulse oximetry or arterial blood gases. Perform chest X-ray for pulmonary edema or aspiration. Check electrolytes and renal function and conduct full blood count and ECG if indicated. Serial neurological assessments are essential for early detection of hypoxic brain injury.